This is Leo Baybue for KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio. It is supposed to be our spring membership fun drive, but it's 82 degrees outside this Tuesday afternoon, evening. I'm kind of thinking we just blew right through spring. That's okay. We're having a little bit of discombobulation as we do during every fun drive. But I have the opportunity today to speak with someone who once upon a time was part of this KTWH team, the staff, as our events and volunteer coordinator. Julie Luxinger is with us here at KTWH. Julie, welcome back to this steamy studio, right?
Always a pleasure to be back, especially when it's 82 degrees in May.
As I tell people, the studio gains about a degree every minute that we have the door closed. So, Julie, let's hang in there and explore today why you're with us. And it has to do with the fact that always been involved in your community, a lot of it through your career. You did amazing work at this nonprofit. And today you're here wearing a little bit of a different hat. Not literally, you don't have a hat on in the studio, but as a participant in Breakwall Indivisible, which I know as a citizen collective concerned about the direction and the actions being taken by our current administration and Congress, sometimes not doing what many of us would like as well. So, Julie, can you tell us about what Indivisible is about in Two Harbors and why and how you got involved?
Sure. I got involved actually because my son and his girlfriend, Erin, invited me to a Indivisible Duluth meeting. And Erin really wanted someone to go with her. And I'm like, well, sure, I'll come and check it out. And it was huge. And it was so exciting. And there was just so much movement around people thinking the same things I was thinking. And I got a little bit involved with the Duluth group and then heard that, lo and behold, there was a group forming in Two Harbors. So I just showed up at a community meeting one night. That was all it took, and I was on a committee working on events, and I love the feeling in the room when we gather, and I love being around like-minded people, and I love the fact that we're engaging with our community and just showing a united, that's the word I'm looking for, a united front, sharing unity.
Yeah, the language, the search for the language that is not divisive, that tries to make connections. Pretty tricky sometimes,
it
right?
It is.
Because there is a well of concern, for some people even despair, but certainly concern, having never quite seen anything like what they're seeing. Is that fair to say that?
I think that's very fair. I never considered myself a political person. I am a caretaker and creative and love art and planting flowers and baking cookies. And, you know, you just can't sit around and bake cookies for this one. You know, I felt like I needed to go, you know, make a little bit of a ruckus and have my voice heard and be part of something that's part of the solution to what's going on.
Well, I'm not trying to put you on the spot for pinpointing the deepest part of your concern, but what are the examples of some things that just come to mind that you never thought you'd have to be concerned about that now you do?
Oh, sure. I don't have a passport, and I was concerned that I wouldn't be able to vote due to the SAVE Act, which I cannot tell you a lot about. But
well, you have to prove your citizenship to register.
Right. So the tricky thing was my birth certificate has my maiden name. The Social Security card I could find has a married name, and I'm married again with a different name. So no one's going to let me vote.
Wow.
You know, and it was like all of a sudden I'm spending all of this money and sending off for, you know, divorce decrees and marriage certificates, and tore my entire house apart looking for my Social Security card. My bad that I don't have tidy files, but like I said, I'm more artsy than I am a file keeper.
Right.
So, you know, I got all those documents and then had to go into Duluth. And of course, there was this huge line where you could get a passport because everyone was getting their enhanced IDs. And it's like, I'm like, wow, never, ever in America did I think that I could not walk in and vote. So that was a big one for
me. We live in a state where people can show up the same day and register and vote right in their polling place. And now we're talking about a situation. And it has only passed through the House, as far as I understand.
Right.
But we have a little program called the American Democracy Minute. It's really a 90-second segment. And their host estimated, based on some research, that there were something between 60 and 70 million Americans who might have a situation like you, where there's not a match between what it says on a birth papers and what their current ID says.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one of what? About 2,000 topics we could talk about.
Right, I know. I mean, that's just the one I dealt with this week when I drove to the auditor's office in St. Louis County to get my passport and then had to go home because I didn't have that many hours to wait to get my passport.
Right.
So, I mean, it's almost like there's something every day that I get just infuriated about. And I don't run.
Yeah.
Real fury very often, but I find it cropping up.
You find it, your engine burns rough on outrage, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, the national parks thing, you know, I recently became a grandma. I have a 2-month-old grandbaby, and I would like the world to still be beautiful when he's old enough to go and hike and explore, and I would like things to be taken care of, and I worry more about taking care of people who don't have everything they need.
Yes.
Than I do paying extra money in my taxes. And I just feel like it just seems like everything is about money.
Yeah.
And privilege.
Now, perhaps most of the tax cuts that have been proposed, they're really not aimed at you and I and our tax bracket.
No, I don't think me and my friends are going to benefit from what's going on right now.
So while you and I might get a handful of dollars of benefit on our taxes, meanwhile, we might be cutting... Well, just take an example, Medicaid to the tune of like approaching $1 trillion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Those are hard numbers to imagine. That is going to affect actual individuals' health care.
Right.
But as the host, I shouldn't really have any opinions, I've been told.
So not you, Leo.
I leave it to you.
I have plenty of my own.
Tell me how you're feeling about the involvement so far and what kinds of things have you participated in and what has Indivisible got going?
Sure. The coolest thing I did when I was still working with the Duluth group, well, I went to one meeting with them, and then there was the hands-off rally in Duluth, and I went to that, and there was like so many people, and there were so many of our neighbors from Two Harbors there. You know, there was 2,500 people there protesting and listening to speakers, and I saw a little girl who was maybe 4, 5, 6 in her own little handwriting, and she was holding a sign that said, "I want nice leaders." And I'm like, you know, that's best sign. And there was a lot of good signs that day.
That's to the point.
But that was very impactful for me.
Yeah.
And so I got pretty motivated then that, you know, I do need to stay involved and be involved. And then I joined this group in Two Harbors that grew from, you know, a handful of people to many, many people now.
Yeah.
And we are meeting monthly as a large community meeting. Anyone can come to that meeting and be part of us and, you know, work with us or get information. And then there's 3 work groups. So there's a policy group and there's an events group and there's a community building social group. And each one of those groups, of course, does certain things. Someone's got to make sure we're doing things correctly and setting protocols for if we are going to host a rally, you know, what do we want that to be like on behalf of our group? So that's the policy folks.
Right.
And I'm working with events and we're planning things like rallies and an event that if I have a minute at the end, I'll talk more about. But it's going to be a Take Back Our Flag Day on June 14th. And I love that we're going to be doing these things and that everyone is welcome and that we are here in a peaceful manner having a joyful rally. It might be around a topic that we're not excited about and we might be gathering every Friday evening starting this Friday at 5:00 to rally around things that we believe in. But, you know, we're there to promote peace and American core values and democracy for everyone and to be, you know, hope.
Yeah.
Not fear, because I feel like there's a lot of fear mongering going on. And just seeing all of the people that have become involved so quickly in this Indivisible organization is, you know, astounding. There's over 1 million people across the nation involved in the greater Indivisible group.
I know there was a big organizing meeting that happened at the community center that had over 150 people attending.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how long ago that was. It's probably only 8 to 12 weeks ago.
Right.
Maybe
tops
3 months. So every time you go to a meeting, are there new people?
Oh,
something that
absolutely.
You're observing?
Well, for one, because we try and bring a friend every time, you know, bring a plus one. You know, you've never been to a rally. Come with me.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you want to find out just what this is about. Come and join us and see what it's about.
So people who are trepidatious, like you said, they not protesting that wasn't on their bucket list. But they find out that a rally. And this is the question I was going to ask, as time goes by, maybe as much you can have signage and chants if you do, because You know, we like to do some chants at protests sometimes.
Yep.
If they can be about what we want.
Right.
As much as what we're disturbed by.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, we had a sign making party over the weekend so that we could prepare a bunch of signs. So if people just walk up and see us, they can join us and hold a sign if they want. And, you know, they are positive signs, you know, talking about how we want to see our world.
Yeah.
And how we want the world to be. And I was trying to think of what mine says. I painted rainbow colors all over it, and it says, "We the people means everyone." So that's my sign for this time. My last one had red handprints all over it, and it said, "Hands off our democracy." So that was for the Hands Off rally. So, you know, people can just come and be a part of this. They are going to be called FAF, which is Friday at 5. We are going to be meeting.
I was wondering, this is the premier event we're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We are starting this Friday, May 9th at 5 p.m. They will go about an hour, and we are going to be gathering in front of the Lakeview Cemetery in Two Harbors on the sidewalk there.
Okay.
Which over the years, I guess, has been a gathering place for events like this.
It's a pretty long run of sidewalk. Are you focusing on one end or the other? Or?
We're going to meet in the middle. And then
fan out
as needed. Yes, yeah, exactly.
Because you have room to grow in both directions.
I never thought about that.
Well, it's radio, so I need to use imagery.
and if the weather does not cooperate, I mean like badly does not cooperate on Friday, we will gather in the same place on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m.
Great. So you don't have a phone tree because you don't know who might even want to show up. But if people look out the window and say, "I cannot be outside in this,"
that's this is
your
unsafe.
Sign.
If it's unsafe, then probably you'll see us there on Saturday morning.
Excellent.
And we will be doing this, I don't want to say forever, but we will be out there every Friday for a while. So.
You might say no immediate end in sight.
Does
the Indivisible as a group, because it's not partisan in the typical sense, does it try to reach out to local officials to make its concerns known by our congresspeople?
Senators? Yes. We write. We make phone calls. We have email chains. And a lot of people are not going to show up at a meeting. They're not going to show up at a rally. And that is 100% okay. But we have a website that you can go to so you can find out more about how to be involved.
Is that easy to check in? Can we recite that for folks?
Yes. Our website is indivisible-breakwall.org.
Indivisible-org?
Yes. Breakwall.org.
Excellent.
You can also find us on Facebook if you just look for Two Harbors, Breakwall, Indivisible.
Even I figured that out, and I'm not your average social media guy.
So, you can find out more about how you can get involved, because I saw a sign once that said things are so bad. This was the rally in Duluth. Things are so bad, even the introverts are here. So we have something for everyone. We have a way for everyone to be involved. So if sign-making parties and rallies are not your thing, there's lots of other things that you can do if you share our same concerns.
Terrific. So premier event of Fridays at 5, this Friday, May 9th, 5 p.m. on the sidewalk in front of Lakeview Cemetery. And are there any overflow plans? Should you have 1,000 people?
It's a long road.
There you go.
It can go all the way to Silver Bay because their Indivisible group has rallies.
They have a Friday rally
as
well, don't they?
Yes, at 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
So, yeah, we head all the way to Silver Bay.
Well, it's a bit of a hike. Might need a shuttle.
It would.
Well, Julie, remind us again that teaser about what's coming up in June.
Save the date. We literally just started talking about this over the weekend, but we have decided we will be having an event on June 14th, which happens to be Flag Day. Our event is going to be around Take Back Our Flag. It's going to be fun. It's going to be community. We are going to have speakers on a variety of topics from a lot of different folks who are being affected by what is going on in the new administration. There will be a veteran. There will be, we are putting requests out to health and human service groups and healthcare groups. And just if you have been affected, we would welcome you to speak as
Somebody knows a federal worker working for any of the agencies that have been impacted heavily.
We will have some speakers. We are going to have some amazing music. We are going to have food. We're going to serve hot dogs and chips and lemonade. And people can just come out and gather
with us. And I lost
track.
Do you have the venue? You've got a place?
We don't exactly have we don't want to announce it yet because we haven't booked it yet, but it will be in a park in town. So it'll be a beautiful outdoor space.
Fair enough. So
in the afternoon.
Stay tuned, and we will probably be able to announce it on our community events announcements, and I'm sure people can check in with Indivisible through their social media or website.
Absolutely.
Any phone numbers if anybody would like to call someone?
But you know, I do have a, how about an email?
That would be great.
Okay, so how about we do the email that goes right to Two Harbors Indivisible Breakwall. It is thbreakwall@duck.com.
Great. thbreakwall@duck.com.
Yep, duck, D-U-C-K.
Duck.com.
Yep.
Brilliant. Okay.
And we check that throughout the day, so you will get a response there, of course.
Well, thanks, Julie. A ton is happening. I see you're busier than ever, and I'm really grateful that you found time to come in today on this tropical spring day to visit with us. Thanks, and good luck. Good luck to us all as we move
Indeed.
Through these times.
Indeed. And it looks like it's going to be beautiful on Friday at 5. So
perfect.
Come on out.
Perfect. Well, people going by in their cars can always give you an indication of their support.
Yes, they can.
That could happen. So I hope you have a great time, and we'll see you again on the radio sometime, Julie.
You bet. Thanks, Leo.
Thank you. Bye now. That is Julie Luxinger for Two Harbors Breakwall Indivisible, and this is Leo for KTWH.